If you go into a house, the most important thing you leave with is a club membership. Welcome back to another episode of the Trepreneur Show. Today, we're going to be talking about something very exciting to me that can totally transform your business, and that is club memberships. Many of you may already have club memberships, have a club membership program. Some of you may not even know what I'm talking about. And others may know what I'm talking about, but haven't started, don't know how to start it, and are not completely sold on why you should offer club memberships. Or something I hear a lot is, well, that works. That's great for HVAC. It's totally different for my roofing business or plumbing or whatever it may be. All right. Reality is it's not. It's not at all. While there are nuances in the different trades, they work no matter what. So this is actually going to be part one of a two-part episode. This one, I just want to do a high-level overview and convince you as to why you should tune into the next episode, why you should seriously consider offering a club membership, and what you need to do if you are offering them for them to be successful. So with that, first I want to say again, got this beautiful hat, right? You can have one free of charge. Just go to thetrepreneurshow.com, fill out the form, or you can email me directly at patrick@thetrepreneurshow.com or info@thetrepreneurshow.com. You send me your information. Tell me you're subscribing, you're following me. And if you want to tell me what you like about me, what you can't stand about me, I welcome that as well, but I'll send you a hat. With that said, back to club memberships. So, club memberships. Why have them? What is the benefit to them? Well, quite simply, it's reoccurring revenue. It is a steady customer base that has greater loyalty to your company because they have a relationship. They have a relationship that they're subscribing for, essentially. Think Amazon Prime, right? Amazon Prime, you know, I have Amazon Prime. Why? I get some extra perks. There's an extra benefit to me to be a member of Amazon Prime. Why does Amazon offer Amazon Prime and give me those perks, those benefits? Because they want me to come back and they want to be the store of choice, if you will. It makes sense. It's almost a no-brainer. So when we offer club memberships in our business, we want the same thing. We want to get the customer to choose us, want to do business with us. In exchange, we're giving them additional benefits, additional savings, protections, conveniences, things of that nature that they say, hey, this makes sense to me. Why not? But one of the things I'm a firm believer in is you've got to create a membership that somebody's going to feel stupid to say no to. Meaning, wow, like, why would I not subscribe to this? Why would I not join this? I went in the other day to AAA. My wife's a member, and I guess my daughter's on the plan. I don't know how it works, but evidently I wasn't on the plan. So I went in, and I needed help with the registration, the online, it wasn't being found. On the phone, it wasn't being found. And I did not want to go to the DMV. So I went in. Turns out the problem was the DMV had a different VIN number that was off by a digit or something like that in their system. Even though they sent me the renewal with the VIN number and with the license number, it didn't match what they had in the system. Don't know how that happened, but it is the DMV in California. So with that said, I was like, I can go to AAA and they can help me with this. So I go in, and of course, I don't have a membership, so first I have to get a membership. So they take me to the membership department. I sit down, and the guy goes on to tell me about the different packages. Well, there's the base package, which, like, will tow you to your neighbor's house, right? And then there's, which I'm like, who signs up for that? I don't know why you would. Then there's kind of the middle package, which, you know, I'm sure a majority of the people go to the middle, right? Then there was the Primo package, which was 200 towing miles and, you know, or certain occurrences, service visits, all this stuff. I was like, oh, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I want that. I want the maximum coverage and protection. And I'm in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm curious to see how much is this. And he told, it was like, I don't remember the exact amount. It was like $110, I think. I was like, what? Is that for real? Like, he said, yeah. So, but I get it. Because the value is in my wanting to do business with them, right? So, here, we're going to get you this membership. I would have paid three times that to get the help with the DMV and not have to go into the DMV office, right? So I already saw the value in the membership with the DMV services, but I get the towing and everything like that. You almost would feel stupid to not have a membership. That's kind of how I was like, man, why would you not have a membership to this? Even if your car, you know, you buy a car from a dealership that, and a lot of times now it comes with some sort of membership or towing. I shouldn't say membership, but towing, something like that. But it was like, oh, why would I not also have this? Because I get all these other services. And see, that's the magic in a club membership. And one of the downfalls or challenges I see technicians face, I see CSRs face, and I see business owners face, is too much emphasis on a membership is built around the visit, the heating maintenance, the cooling maintenance, the electrical inspection, the plumbing inspection, the roof inspection, whatever it may be. That so much emphasis is on that. And not on the protection package, if you will. So anyways, I got the subscription, the AAA. And interestingly enough, now what they're trying to do is get me to use them for insurance, right? And guess what? I'm going to get a quote. Why wouldn't I? So our Service Plus membership is what we have. It's called Service Plus membership, and it's our club membership. And again, too many times what I see is people offering, oh, we'll come out and we'll do this visit, this visit, this visit. And they won't put enough emphasis on the other things. Priority service, dedicated phone number. You can call in and go to the front of the line even when calling into us. Up to 20% off on repairs. No after hours or holiday fees. Over 50% less on a diagnostic for service calls, right? 3-year labor, parts and labor warranty. On repairs, lifetime on plumbing fixtures. Our membership, you get a heating visit, a cooling visit, a plumbing visit, an electrical visit. All included, right? The reality is, and when I was a technician, I had a very high conversion rate on the Service Plus or the club membership. Here's why. One, I role played them. I practiced them, right? You have to practice them. But two, in role-playing and practicing, what I got really good at was talking about all of the things in the plan that make you Murphy-proof. And then I would say, oh, and kind of a nice thing, the icing on the cake is you're going to get this visit, you're going to get this, these inspections, so on and so forth. But that was, I threw that in almost as, oh, and by the way, we do this as well. I talked about the priority service. And in my role play, I had the script down. I said, one of the things you're going to get is priority service. And Mrs. Jones, do you know what that means? Well, I'll be a priority. Yeah, but let me paint the picture. When your air conditioner breaks down, it's not going to be when it's convenient for you. It's probably going to be the hottest day of the year, a holiday, and you have company coming over. And then it's going to break down. Would you agree that Mr. Murphy kind of shows up in those scenarios? Oh, yeah, and they laugh, right? Well, listen, if you're a Service Plus member, here's the amazing thing is, you're going to call us. If your neighbor's not a Service Plus member and they call us at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to get them on the list, and we're busy, and we're already filled with calls, and then you call in around noon, we're going to you before we go to your neighbor. Not only that, if we get too busy, and it's because it's a super hot day, we're going to tell your neighbor, if we can't get to them that day, we're going to see if we can move them to the next day. We're going to run our technicians until we get to you and get you taken care of because you're a Service Plus member. Additionally, when we show up, you're going to pay this for a diagnostic versus this. And because it's a holiday, you would pay a premium, but you're not going to pay that. And when we come out, if I need to do any repairs, you're going to get 3 years parts and labor coverage on them, and we're going to get you taken care of. for 20% less than your neighbor. Right? That would be my, how I would role play just that part of the package. My presentation took about 15 minutes and I could shorten it down. If I was talking to myself, I could do it in like 3, right? A super high conversion rate because I talked about it and I didn't build, I built it around the peace of mind. In a club membership, what you're getting somebody to subscribe to and invest in is peace of mind. All right. And that's what really has to be focused. So if you have a club membership program, or if you're going to start one, let me tell you, if you're not converting at the number you would like to see. Now I see some metrics out there, 30, 40%. Personally, we should be converting at 60%. Why? Because if done correctly, it's the easiest thing in the world to get somebody to believe in and subscribe. And when they become a club member, they go from becoming a customer to a client, right? You now have a relationship. It's more than just a transactional event. So a couple things I see, a couple issues with these club memberships and poor conversion. One, the biggest one is the company does not make it a big enough deal. They do not make it part of their culture. They do not put enough focus and emphasis on it. So if you have an organization that it is not the daily talking point, it is not a metric being measured, if you're not rewarding on it, if you're not constantly communicating the benefits of it to your team, and not just the benefits that it gives the customer, but that it gives the technician, right? So, for instance, what does it help do? It helps provide work in the lull, right? When between the demand of the heating and cooling season, it gives steady year-round work. If we were an organization that was just built on demand calls, we would need a lot less people, right? A lot less people. So it helps provide steady year-round work for the team, not just the technician, the CSRs, county, warehouse, everybody, right? You could better predict your operation, your staffing, even your income, your revenue. So the benefit is there for the company. And like anything you do has to be a triple win in business is my firm belief, meaning the customer has to win, the employees have to win, and the company has to win. If any one of those loses, like, to me, it's not right. There's something wrong, right? How could the customer win, the company win, and the employee loses? Explain that to me. Explain what scenario you would like to see that existed. How can the company win and the employee win and the customer lose? If you do that, you're not going to be in business very long. And that, to me, is probably a shady business. And again, how can the employee win, the customer win, and the company lose? Again, you're not going to be in business long. So you've got to have that triple win. And the club membership provides that with the one leg of that stool, that one leg of that triple win being the company has steady, more predictable year-round work. And that means a technician knows that when the demand is not there, there's still going to be jobs to write. Now, will it be as busy and crazy as when the demand is there? No. And sometimes you still have clubs to run as you grow them, and the demand is high. And now it gets a little chaotic because you got to serve those club membership visits, and you've got to serve the demand. But you do it, right? It's a good problem to have. So again, number one, it's got to be a part of your company culture. It's got to be something that you believe in. If you're the owner, if you are a principal, if you are a senior management, it's got to start with you. You've got to believe in it. You've got to know what it is, why it's a benefit, and you've got to be talking about it. And then your team, they got to be doing the same thing. Now, the other thing you got to do is you've got to train. You got to role play. If you just say, hey, go out and sell these, and maybe you role play once in a blue moon on it, your conversions are going to go down. It's just a fact. You know, what we focus on, what we put our attention to is where we get the results. And role playing how to present this is critical. And when I get somebody and I see them role play the club membership, or I ride along with them and I watch them present it, I know whether they practice and whether they have a script and are comfortable with it. You could tell. And the only way you're going to get comfortable with it is role playing it. Now, listen, if you say, oh, well, they're going to get good at it because they go out and they role play with their customers. Listen, from the time your teammate, your employee gets off, goes home, family, friends, video games, dinner, sleep, whatever's going on, and they get up, right? You've got, 12 or 16 hours, depending on the day and things like that, that they have been away. And now they're coming back and they're starting the day first thing in the morning. And hey, I don't think everybody has the best morning routines. I can tell the ones that do, because they show up fresh, ready to rock and roll. And there's some that are just getting their stuff figured out at the first part of the day. And if we're not role-playing this and at least talking about it to start the day, they're going to go out and practice on your first few customers. Think about that for a minute. They come in, maybe they go to their first call, maybe they come in and do whatever you do, train. We train every morning. If you're not role-playing on it a couple times a week, at least the first customer they go to, if it's an opportunity for a club membership, they're going to practice on that customer. And if they get it, fantastic. But the next customer, they're going to practice. The third customer, they've had two practice runs. That they should be getting smoother. Practice in the morning. Practice in the morning. Now, I know, understand you can't necessarily role play on these every single day, but several times a week you should be. Several times a week you should be. And if you find that technician that's role-playing on his own, grabbing another technician and role-playing, keep an eye on those individuals, because they've got commitment, they've got drive, and those are the people that can really benefit you. Those are the people that you say, hey, I want more of you. How can I help you? Right? That's the unicorn that does exist, and you want to breed, so to speak. All right. So number one, it's got to start at the top. It's got to come from the top of the importance of these club memberships, why they matter. And it's got to be a part of the DNA of the organization. Number two, you've got to practice it. You got to role play it. You got to have your scripts and you got to know what to focus on. You know, for me going into AAA, if you told me about the towing and the towing and you get the towing and the lockout service, everything like that. See, my wife, that will get her to sign up. That will get her to sign up because she does not want to be somewhere locked out of her car or needs a tow or ran out of gas, anything like that. That to her is what she signs up for AAA, even though the car she has an amazing package that we get with it. She wants the protection, right? She does not want to be stranded. Me? I would have paid three times as much as I did for the membership, so I don't have to deal with slow, antiquated, incompetent systems, processes, and procedures. Hence, I can do all my DMV stuff there. And, you know, I'm probably a little harsh on the DMV. I will say the last couple of times I've been in, they do seem to be making an improvement. They do seem to, be more friendly, customer service focused. So that was really a great thing to experience. With that said, it's still, you know, you walk into a government building, you feel like you're walking into the, I don't know, I don't have to explain. You guys get it. Anyways, know what matters to the client. Know what matters. It might be the visits. It might be the tune-ups. But it also might be the priority service. It might be that when they get a repair done, they're getting a better warranty. They're getting more protection. So know who you're talking to and know what to focus on. And that's why you need a role play. And that's why I could deliver this in 2 to 3 minutes. I could deliver it in 15 minutes. It all depended who I was talking to and what approach I had to take. All right. The other thing is reward performance. An organization has to reward performance. That could be in a financial benefit, a spiff. It could be in some sort of gamification. You get to so many and you get this gift or this, you know, your team, like our team, the CSRs, we'll take them to dinner. They'll set goals for different things. We'll take them to dinner. Whatever it is, you've got to reward the performance. If it matters that much to the company, people should be recognized and rewarded for delivering on the metrics that matter. All right? Let me say that again. If it matters to the company, it's important. People should be rewarded when they meet the metrics, when the metrics that matter are hit or even better, exceeded. Because that's what drives the organization. That's what drives the business. And listen, if your business can be more successful and you know what moves the needle, share that with the team. When you win, they win, right? When you win, they win. And in club memberships, man, you definitely win. The value of a business, so much of it is how many club memberships do you have? How many people do you have that are clients that are sending you money each month or once a year to do business with you? And in return, you're giving them the premium service. You're giving them benefits that are only open to those club members, those subscribing members. To me, those are the three pillars of what a company really has to focus on if they want to drive performance in their club memberships. Now, in the next episode, I'll get into it a little bit deeper, but just for right now, because there are some other things on the peripheral. But the reality is, man, the culture has to scream club memberships. That is our foundation. That's what we want. Here, the team will tell you, I'll say, listen, if you go into a house, the most important thing you leave with is a club membership. If we went out to do an estimate for equipment, to replace equipment, and we could not close that deal, at least at that moment, you better walk away with a club membership if you're not a club member. If you go in for a repair and they do the repair, don't want to do the repair, club membership. If you present it correctly and you truly show the benefits to the homeowner, very seldom, in my personal experience, are they going to say, no, I don't want that. And when they do, they usually give a reason behind it, and I overcome those reasons as well. For instance, one of the reasons is, hey, listen, I'm selling my house. I don't know if I'm going to be here in 3 months or 6 months, so I don't really need that. Well, hey, listen, Mr. Jones, that's perfectly fine. I understand. You can cancel any time. We want to be easy to do business with. And if you move, relocate, we can cancel any time. Now, what I also tell you is, if you're selling the home, you can transfer this to the new owner and they can take over. Or what a lot of customers do is when they sell the home, they have us come in and do the inspections on the equipment and give it a bill of health that is then can be provided to the buyer. Because if you had a home inspection company coming in, Mrs. Jones, I understand, you know, they're out there, but you know, that's kind of an online class. It's really, you know, it's great for basic stuff, but we're a licensed contractor that specializes in HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. Wouldn't you much rather be able to have the buyer get an inspection report from a licensed HVAC contractor? So you could use those before you move out to just provide that to the homeowner. Or if they want it inspected, you already have them. But again, you can cancel any time. So you get the benefits today, and as long as you're here, you get them, and then you can cancel. I have had, I don't know, maybe 10% of the time, 15%, would somebody then say, no, I really don't want it, right? So again, I'm going to stress, what's the importance? The come down from the company, the top, it's got to be the role play, know how to overcome the example I just gave. If you don't role play that, you're not going to work through that. You're going to stumble. But if you role play it, you won't. So that, and then reward performance. So make it a top focus, practice, reward performance. You do those things, those three things right there are the three most critical factors you can do to have success with club memberships. Again, there's some other things outside of it, and we'll discuss them in the next episode. The next episode, we're also going to get into some actual numbers, some conversion numbers, average ticket type stuff of what club membership, what the impact a club membership can have on your business. So on the next episode again, and I'm going to have some downloads on the website on this stuff and some scripts and some checklists. So after probably not this episode, but the second episode, part two of this, you'll be able to go on the website and get some material that hopefully can help you. And I also want to stress, listen, you can reach out to me anytime. If you email me, you can call Patrick at callthegeneral.com, but you're going to get a lot less. That's a crowded email, believe me. If you email me, patrick@thetradepreneurshow.com or info@thetradepreneurshow.com, and you say, hey, could I get on a call with you for 30 minutes? Could I get on a call with you for an hour? Can I just ask you a question? Or, hey, here's a question. Can you just shoot me what your thoughts are? I'd be more than happy to help you. And this isn't something I want to get paid for. I want to give back. And if you're somebody that's listening to this show, listening to my podcast, then it's a way I can say thank you to you. And I don't have all the answers. But what I do find out, or what I do find is, when I talk to somebody, in that conversation, even if I don't have the answer, and they're looking for an answer, many times we come to the answer together, because you're having a conversation with another human being and you start working through things in that conversation, and it's amazing what can happen. So I welcome the conversations. I welcome you reaching out. If I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate. And with that said, thank you very much for tuning in, whether it's YouTube, whether it's the wherever you can find podcasts. We're everywhere. Spotify, Apple, I can't remember them all, but there's so many platforms. It's really amazing, but we're all over the place. If you listen to this, I really appreciate a rating. And if you could type something out, that's even better. Like it, share it, but most importantly, just thank you. Appreciate the support. And until next time, be great.